Delicious Casseroles program, a podcast about food and recipes, but mostly other things.
Did you get a chicken from Wes? I wanted a chicken from Wes, but
I don't know why. Every time you said chickens from Wes, I'm just thinking of like this new line of like luxury goods. Chickens from Wes.
Do you like chickens?
There's like naked people and naked chickens.
Oh, naked chickens. Yeah.
You ever had chickens from Wes? No.
Oh,
okay.
That'd be the best, like most pretentious slogan. Ever had chickens from Wes? No. Oh, okay.
Oh, never mind. Don't worry about it. I think a new fashion style person lifestyle should be the bro-fessional. I wear the khakis, but I dress it up with a tie. Man, my air conditioning's coming on. It's gonna be a nice touch, the air conditioning sound. Really gonna make people in third world countries hate our show.
That's what we're going
for. I really
liked
the show until the air conditioning came on. It made me feel bad about my situation.
We're really looking to alienate all of those third world countries with this. So we just have a slight, subtle air conditioning sound in the background that makes.
I really liked that podcast, but then when they were talking about eating food, and that was really turning me off. I deleted the podcast from my iPhone when I heard that. Wait, what?
Wait a second.
It's my new one for one. You buy an iPhone, we give everyone in third world countries iPhones. Can I eat this?
We're like, you buy an iPhone, we give everybody in third world country the opportunity to make an iPhone for us.
I thought you said you buy an iPhone, you give a third world country, you get a third world country.
That's called one for one.
One for one. You bought this iPhone, congratulations, you're now responsible for a third world country.
Congratulations.
Should have gone with the Android. If you get an Android, you get a city in Oklahoma.
Oh man, Apple wins again.
Well, shit. I like this new one for one thing though. You buy an iPhone, you give an iPhone to somebody in a third world country. What do I do with this?
Ooh, Candy Crush. Oh, that's called that because you're gonna be crushed when you find out that ain't real candy. Candy Crush, third world edition. Now with more disappointment.
Now it includes things like cheeseburgers and lamb, leg of lamb.
Leg of lamb crush. And even more crushing than the original candy version. Because it looks a hell of a lot tastier.
Oh boy.
Leg of lamb crush.
You spin my head right round, right round.
When you go down, on me.
Is that what that song means? Like, I never really...
I literally just thought of that right now when I sang that. Like,
I know,
oh,
me too.
Man.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, all of these songs that everyone knows all the words to and sing all the time, they don't realize what they're saying.
Not at all.
And that's probably what it's about. You know that popular song that popularized by, I think, Shrek? I like tiny butts and I cannot lie.
Yes.
He had to change it to big butts because no one would believe him. Had a real fetish for tiny butts.
Sir, no one's going to be able to relate to your song. Can you change it?
But I like tiny butts. Here, we sent this off to to a producer that he's been known for a lot of hits, and he just made a few minor changes.
we did a little public survey just to find out approximately how many people agreed, and we found that exactly 0% of people also like tiny butts. So we're going to change that to be more relatable to the public. All right.
We actually, don't ask me how we did this, but we somehow got it included in the Census Bureau questioning.
Gender, race, hometown, butt preference.
Question 27. Could you please put down your preference of butt size? Small, medium, large. Is there like a medium large? Like, I feel like these questions are too polarizing.
I feel like I just need an in-between, you know?
Like, Kim Kardashian, that's a little too much, you know? But I don't want to say medium. Like, what kind of guy likes medium? That's like average. I need something in between.
Medium butts, like, that's just the butt of somebody who talks to the dead, right? And I'm not really into that.
I like tiny butts, though.
What?
Kill him.
Genocide of people who like tiny butts.
One man died.
The butt preference heard around the world.
What is it when it's, is it like, is it technically a genocide if like if you kill off like somebody that has one opinion of something, like he's the only one and
know.
You kill him, that's a genocide.
I guess
isn't
it's
it?
A genocide if he's the only person who has an opinion about something and you kill him. Genocide.
Lots of genocides happening every day, we just don't know what they're for.
Wow, that's really deep.
You know, something you don't read about in history books, when was the cannibal genocide? There had to be one because, I mean, I guess they did it to themselves, maybe.
Just to
They just all ate each other.
They genocided themselves. The last cannibal had to be really lonely.
I wonder if, like, in the you know, in the population of cannibals, if there was like the intellectuals within them that were like starting to realize what was going on. Like, they're sitting there like eating feet, and they're like, you know, I've really been thinking about this, and it seems like there's a real genocide going on in our culture. There's a real, you know, and people are just oblivious to it.
like hipster cannibals who just are like, I don't know, man. I just sometimes I think that, you know, maybe everybody should have the right to not be eaten sometimes, you know? So I'm just like, I'm just wondering about that. I just don't know if I want to be eaten, and I'm just, you know, I'm just considering it. So yeah, totally going to eat other people.
Are you going to eat that foot?
And just as like as a footnote here, this foot is really tasty.
The other day, would you believe this? I was I was eating a homeless guy. And
some guy came up to me and was like, oh, you're eating that bum? You're gonna eat that? And I was like, hey, homeless people are people too. They taste just as good. I'm just like, I will eat anybody, okay? Like, I don't care if you're black, you know?
Once you go black, you never go back. That's what they always
say. I guess.
I like the dark meat.
Sue me, all right? It's moister, all right? So
it's moister. You just took the worst word in the history of the English language and made it worse. made it worser.
Worcester. Worcestershire.
Moistershire. What if there was Moistershire sauce? You put it on your put it on, you know, if you make a waffle and it's a little too dry.
Too dry, just put on some Moistershire.
Moistershire.
That's good. Moistershire. Wow. Mm. Just branded a whole new product. Isn't it called water, though? What religion is it that has the cross, and then on the top part of the cross, it's like a little mini cross?
Buddhist. It's not Buddhism. I made that up.
Some people think that that they also nailed Jesus's ears to the back of the cross, and so that's what the little tiny cross is for on the top.
When you said they also nailed a tiny, I thought you were going like, they also nailed a tiny Jesus. Jesus had a tiny version of himself that also lived on the earth at the same time.
They nailed Jesus and then tiny Jesus.
We keep catching Jesus, but we can't catch tiny Jesus. He's too damn fast.
He does perform a lot of miracles on tiny people.
Which I might add are delicious.
Delicious miracles by Jesus.
That's our next one. Have you ever had delicious miracles by Jesus? Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, never mind then.
You might not like it. It's a lot of fish.
It's a lot of loaves. What the fuck's a loaf?
Are you just trying to say bread? Yes. Are you just saying in loaves because it's pretentious? Yes.
The one disciple that's just a complete asshole. Probably Peter. I really feel like he wasn't really caring for the gluten-free people.
Also, I'm vegan, so I can't eat the fish either way. Like, I starved that day. It was really hard.
Where were the vegetables? That's all I have to say. Where were the vegetables?
All I wanted was some kale. Can you just multiply some kale for me, please?
5 loaves, 2 fish, 7 heads of kale.
Can I get some salt up in this bitch? Come on, please, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Peter.
This bread is just so dry. Moistershire.
Yes, callbacks. Yes.
Yes, nailed it.
We're really doing it. We're like professionals.
Nailed it like tiny Jesus.
I think that's how that got started.
Jesus did some really awesome stuff, and they were all like, oh, Jesus Christ, that's incredible. That's absolutely how they got started. Man, so many companies have the word delicious, and I didn't even know, man. That's crazy.
Real trendy thing these days.
I guess, just have delicious.
People come to me all the time saying, you know, I'd like to logo for my company called, Delicious Tasty Hubcaps.
Hungry Hot Tubs for Hubcaps.
Hot Tubs for Hubcaps. It's a one for one. If you buy a hot tub, we give somebody in a third world country a hubcap.
And what do you do with that hubcap?
Well, it's really up to them. We don't want to dictate. We're not a dictatorship. We're not going to tell them.
You can you can eat off of your hubcap. If you had some food to eat, you could you can poop onto it. You use it as a shovel or
frisbee.
Really, possibilities are endless.
It's really a poop shovel frisbee.
See, yeah, the problem with companies like Tom's is Tom's really they give you something and they tell you what you have to use it for. They say, take these pieces of cloth and put them on your feet, and that's what they're for.
Hot tubs for hubcaps. Yes, you can get a hubcap and then give the hot tub to somebody in a third world country if you really choose to. But they have no water there, so they won't be able to use it. But they will be able to sit in it and feel fine
and burn their skin to a crisp, which makes them delicious.
Wait, where's the hubcap coming in again?
Oh, the hubcap is being shat on over there.
You don't want them to shit in the hot tub, do you? That's why we give them the hubcap.
So, Trump running for president. I just saw something the other day where he was talking like, I have a foolproof plan to eradicate ISIS within 2 weeks. It's a foolproof plan.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell him, you're fired.
You're fired.
ISIS, you're fired.
It's foolproof. It's a foolproof plan. I have it all laid out. I'm not, and he was like, I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want somebody to steal my idea.
The hallmark of someone that literally has shit for ideas.
Has definitely no foolproof plan.
I've got this great idea, but I can't tell you about it. I'm going to need you to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
But they will surrender within 2 weeks. It's a 2-week plan. It's foolproof. Can't tell you what it is.
I'm liking the idea of rebranding third world countries. I feel like that's kind of turned into like a social slang.
Yeah.
Third world countries, and everyone uses that, but nobody really knows what it means. Like,
yeah, is there, and what is a second world country? It's like how you could write something in first person or third person. Where's the second person?
You just described my entire love life. Hi, this is Jebediah. I'm calling from a third world country, and I really didn't.
Yeah, Jebediah, how do you have an iPhone?
Jebediah, we know you're still there. That's the sound of a
Jebediah. You made that sound with your mouth.
Oh shit! You figured me out.
Look, I'm sorry you've been burned in the past, but you will be burned to a crisp in our new hot tubs for hubcaps, and you will absolutely be the most delicious third world country ever.
Beep. Should have called him Jambalaya. Nolens.
What's the New Orleans dip thing or whatever? Nolens dip. Gumbo. It's gumbo.
I love that word. We've used the worst word and the best word in this podcast. You used moist earlier.
Moist gumbo. How would you rate that sentence on a scale from 1 to 10?
That's it. Delicious moist gumbo.
Served to you on a hubcap. What are we branding as that? Are we actually serving moist gumbo now? Or did we like lose track of what we were actually branding?
The thing about
branding?
Gumbo is nobody really knows what's in it. So it's going to be a great way for us to kind of like, we made gumbo. And you're like, oh God damn it. Good. But you can't get out of it. You know, like,
yeah. you're like, I guess I'm eating gumbo. You hear gumbo. You're like, oh no, gumbo. Anything but gumbo. All right. How about a third world country citizen? Great. I'll take it. Boom. Delicious.
Nutty, delicious, tasty third world gumbo.
He may be shitting in a hubcap, but at least he's not gumbo.
You can eat him.
You can eat him as soon as he's done pooping.
When he's done pooping, you know it's ready.
He's almost done. Just give him a few more seconds. He's pinching it off.
It's like an easy bake oven.
And
when the poop comes out, you know he's ready to eat. It's a tasty gumbo.
Delicious.
Third world country.
Wow, this is delicious. What is it?
Oh, it's third world country gumbo. It's quite moist.
Wait, he's not ready to eat yet. He's still pooping. Jesus Christ, moist gumbo. Yes, it is, Peter.
Thanks for tuning in for 3 hours and 40 minutes of shit.
Don't forget to spend New Year third world countries. Good night. So I found a can of Pringles.